Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Happy Not-So-New Year. By now, your New Year's resolutions are an important part of your life, or they're barely visible in the rearview mirror. Most of us have taken down the Christmas tree, but leave yours up if it brings you joy. I took down my outside lights. They all worked when I put them in the storage box, but we know they will not all work when I take them out 11 months from now, for no apparent reason. If you haven't taken your lights out, leave them up if they bring you joy. It'll save you work next December. The Lunar New Year, also called Chinese New Year, is observed on Saturday, February 10th. It's the year of the dragon, so it's an auspicious year for people born in 1940, 52, 64, 76, 88, 2000, 2012, and of course, 2024. Bruce Lee was born in 1940. The dragon symbol represents good luck, prosperity, and justice. So what's ahead for us in 2024? The New Hampshire primary was yesterday, and this presidential election year could be a tired repeat of 4 years ago. Seems like we could do better than these two old men. Our system is still sorting out the wreckage from the insurrection on January 6th, 4 years ago. I hope this election doesn't turn out that same way. Another Super Bowl comes up in a couple of weeks, February 11th from Las Vegas. I hope the 49ers are in it. It looks like Taylor Swift's boyfriend could be there. Halftime show is Usher, so we can expect more public indignation from people who say they've never heard of him. I'll likely watch the Super Bowl like I do every year. Tickets can still be purchased from resale sites, StubHub, TicketSmarter. They have seats that range from $6,000 to $14,000. 2024 is a leap year, so we'll have a February 29th this year. The Summer Olympics, the 131st Olympiad, will be held in Paris in late July and early August. The Olympics will give some of you plenty of reasons to be furious. First off, there's gender equality, equal numbers of male and female athletes. Secondly, there's a new Olympic sport, break, also known as break dancing. On the political side, Russia and Belarus will not be invited, although their athletes can compete under a neutral flag. Underground Russian-based websites have retaliated with a smear campaign stating that France is not capable of hosting the Olympics. The Farmer's Almanac predicts a cooler, wetter winter for the Pacific Northwest, which they think will help with snowpack and the drought. NASA is planning the first moon launch in 50 years. The Artemis II will have the first woman and the first person of color and the four-person crew planned to land on the moon in late 2024. So I hope you all can have a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2024. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.